You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lisa, what have you got?
This is the international segment. I had planned to talk about a couple of things, but I guess I'll just stick to Venezuela, which I talked about last week, actually. It turns out lots of things happen in this ongoing political crisis, so I thought I'd just do a little report with the latest developments, maybe just a tiny little summary for those of you listeners who don't really know much about this complex situation. Basically, Venezuela has been going through an economic, social, and political crisis, which culminated a month ago in the leader of the National Assembly at the parliament, who's member of the opposition, Juan Guaido, to proclaim himself as the new president of Venezuela, or interim president of Venezuela. And he's challenging the leadership of Nicolas Maduro, who's the current president, who took over the country in 2013 after Hugo Chavez passed away. And he was re-elected in May of 2018, but there are talks, I suppose, more so than reports, of irregularities. And so a lot of organizations and nations have decided to not support Maduro ever since. And so that culminated in Juan Guaido deciding that he believes that as the president of the National Assembly, the Constitution gives him the right to proclaim himself interim president if there are irregularities with the current president. So that's the legal text that he's using to be where he's at the moment. That has also has to be correlated with the economic crisis that the country is going through. There's been in the past, I'd say 10 years, massive rise in the prices of basic need goods, and the inflation is reaching new heights, and the poverty is really deepening, and so that has caused millions of people to exile from the country, and mass protests as well on the streets. So what happens next? After Juan Guaido proclaimed himself the interim president, some countries were very quick to recognize him as the official president of Venezuela. We're talking the United States, Canada, Australia, and quite a few Latin American countries like Argentina, Brazil, or Colombia. And then there were other countries like mainly in Europe, actually, that were quite cautious, a bit more cautious. They decided to send an ultimatum to Maduro first, so in the form of a deadline for new elections, a deadline that actually ended on Sunday night. And New Zealand had some sort of a similar position, no ultimatum, but definitely calling for free elections in Venezuela and not recognizing anyone as the president, I suppose. And then you had countries like China and Russia who are still backing Maduro, and another group that is still seemingly backing him is the Venezuelan military, which I'll talk about it in a minute, is actually quite important. So what has happened in the past week? Well, there's been massive protests again in the streets of Caracas. On Saturday, Maduro celebrated the 20th anniversary of his predecessor, so Hugo Chavez, taking power. And it was attended by a large crowd, which I guess shows that Maduro retains quite a consistent following. But on the other side, Juan Guaido talked at an opposition rally that gathered tens of thousands of people. And he was trying to get the civil and military officials to back him, and that is an important point because, like I said, the military is still apparently very much in favor of Maduro, but are they really? Because, again, some development this week with what was thought to be unconditional support for Maduro crumbling a little bit ahead of the protest. There's a high-ranking Air Force official that spoke in favour of the opposition in Guaido. And so Guaido also said that he was having secret meetings with the military to try and win their support. So it's not necessarily looking as solid as it might have been thought to be. And is quite an important point because it seems unlikely Maduro was actually stepped down unless he loses the support of the military. So long as he's got the support of the military, he's quite untouchable, apart from, I suppose, military interventions from outside of Venezuela. But so long as he retains the power over the military in his own country, then he is kind of safe. So if he starts losing the support of the military, then it will start looking quite bad for him, and that could be cause for him stepping down. In terms of other support that he's got, or more so that he's lost. Like I said, there was an ultimatum from European countries to hold new elections, and he rejected it, saying that he doesn't care what Europe wants and that he was denouncing a form of imperialism. And so he offered to hold parliamentary elections instead, maybe in an attempt to see his rival kicked out of his role as National Assembly's president, but obviously insisted that no presidential elections were on the cards before 2024. So the deadline ended on Sunday, and with no positive response from Maduro, a large group of European countries are expressing their recognition of Juan Guaido as interim president of Venezuela. We're talking France, Spain, the UK, Germany, and quite a few other European countries. Final point I wanted to make, other development, it's on the humanitarian front. Aid is currently being sent over to Venezuela from a few countries. So Juan Guaido has said that he's planning on setting up collection centres in neighbouring countries, because he can't actually do it on the Venezuelan soil because he has no real power over there. So he's setting up three collection points around the border. And the United States is organising to send food parcels, quite a few of them. And there's also a lot of money being pledged to be sent. Canada has promised to contribute to up to $43 million Canadian dollars in aid, and Germany's talking about €6 million. So that is something that is probably going to keep coming, I think. More money to be promised, and we'll see where that takes us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.